Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting focuses on helping you discover your heritage and roots and is passionate about family, heritage architecture, and genealogy. For more information, contact Helen by email, heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know you found her from OTR Westerns. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is October 9th, 1960, and the title is Born to Hang. This one stars Barney Phillips, and it's a reused script. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Near a cottonwood grove. You don't know what we'd have done otherwise.
You'd have thought of something, Glick.
Like what?
You ain't above shooting a man in the back, are you?
You could make me mad talking like that, Digger.
And that worries me a lot.
Oh, shut up.
Hurry up, Glick. Let's get this over with.
We've been waiting on you, Pete. What's Robo looking so long-faced about? What I told you before, this ain't right. You telling me it ain't right to hang a horse thief?
It ain't right to hang nobody the way you're doing it. And I don't hold with lynching.
Hanging a horse thief ain't lynching.
You can't even prove he's a thief.
Then what was he doing with our horses?
I was camped. I didn't know nothing about your horses.
Well, I suppose they wandered up to you in the night, huh?
I don't know how they got there.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
That ain't so, Glick. We don't know nothing of the kind. I've lost horses the same as you and Pate. And I don't like it any better than you do, but just because this man was camped near a few head of yours, there's no proof he was stealing them.
We're wasting time listening to you, Roval.
Yeah. You don't like what we're doing, why don't you just get out?
All right. I'm gonna get out now.
You keep your mouth shut about this, you hear?
You wouldn't dare say nothing, Glick.
You better not. That noose looks kind of empty dangling there. Why don't you put his neck here?
You men are nothing but murderers.
There's no way to go to your maker, calling people names. Yeah. Now get on your horse. Go on.
What are you going to do? Hold the rope?
Oh, of course not. I'm going to tie it to the trunk of the tree. And we'll slap that horse out from under you. Get mounted now.
How can I get mounted with my hands tied?
Oh, I'll help you. Come on.
There.
All right, Pay, take up the slack, will you? And get that rope tied. I'll go get our horses.
You might have the decency to wait and put a bullet in me.
Bullets cost 7 cents apiece, Digger.
You're worse than I thought.
That rope tied enough?
You figure it.
I guess it'll do. Yeah. All set, Digger?
I ain't afraid.
Wouldn't matter if you was, would it?
Here you are, Spade. Let's get mounted.
Okay.
I'll give his horse a lick and then we'll ride off. I ain't got no stomach to watch a man hang.
You coward.
Go on, Glick. Get it over with.
All right, let's go. Down, Digger. There you are. Now you can breathe. It wasn't too long. You'd hardly passed out.
Air. Air feels good.
Get your hands untied.
Oh, boy. You come back.
Now you can sit up. You feel okay?
You was waiting.
I circled back into them trees. I couldn't fight them. Not the two of them. But I sure didn't aim to let them hang you.
I don't know. I don't know how to thank a man for saving me.
There's no need to.
Robo. Robo, it's the truth. It's honest truth. I ain't a horse thief.
I never thought you was, Digger. Can you stand?
Yeah. Look, if we ain't but 10 miles from Dodge, I'd be proud to buy you a drink.
All right.
I got something mighty interesting to tell you on the way.
Dylan showed up yet?
Well, he went in the office for a minute. He said for you to sit down. He'll be right back out.
You tell him about Joe Digger?
Well, I told him about the lynching and how you cut him down.
Is that all?
Well, I started to tell him the rest, but he was in a hurry. He said he'd hear it all from you.
It's bad, ain't it?
You're doing everything you can about it.
I hate informing on people.
Yeah, but murder's worse, really. Oh, here he is.
Isn't it all over?
Hello, Marshal.
Sit down. I've been sitting. Ain't time for it.
Chester told me about what happened. That was a fine thing you did, Robo.
I don't hold with lynching, Marshal.
No.
And I don't hold with murder either.
Huh? What do you mean?
He's going to kill him. He says he don't care how he does it.
This Joe Digger, you mean?
That's what he said, Marshal. And he meant it, too.
Well, my land, you sure can't blame him much after what they've done to him.
I didn't say if his life says he could go on a killing spree, Chester.
Where is he, Robo?
I left him over at the Long Branch. I don't want to come point him out to you, but he's a tall fella. No beard, wearing a black hat.
I'll find him. Come on, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Are Glick and Pate in town, Robo?
I ain't seen them, and I sure don't want to.
No. Now, you better keep out of sight for a while.
I aim to, Marshal.
Nobody in here looks like he described, Mr. Dillon.
Now, there's Kitty. Let's ask her.
Maybe he's already left town looking for Glick and Pate.
And we'll have to ride out after him, Chester.
Then I hope he ain't left.
Hello, Matt. Chester.
Hello, Kitty.
Oh, Miss Kitty.
Sit down and tell me who you're looking for.
Now, how did you know we were looking for somebody?
I saw how you came in.
Kitty. Did you ever hear of Joe Digger?
Not until tonight, man.
Oh? Well, you been talking to him?
Mm-hmm. Bill Roble brought him in. He went next door for some tobacco. He'll be back directly.
Good.
I take it you know what happened.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing here? Why aren't you out after Glick and Pate?
One thing at a time,
maybe. Well, if you don't believe it about Joe Digger now, you will when you see him. He's got a mark around his neck like a black snake. It's a horrible thing, Matt. You mentioned men.
Yeah, that's about the worst thing I know.
What about those two men? I mean, since they really didn't hang.
They came close enough for me, Kitty.
Oh, there he is. He just came in. Headed to the bar, you see?
Yeah. No, Chester, you stay here.
All right, Chester.
You, Joe Digger?
Yeah, that's me.
I hear you ran into some trouble today.
Yeah, I seen you talking to Miss Kitty.
Well, I came in here looking for you.
What for?
I'm a marshal.
Oh?
Somebody tries to lynch a man, I want to know about it.
It's all over, Marshal. They didn't kill nobody.
You mean you'd like for me to forget about it?
Well, nothing happened. I'm alive, ain't I?
Seems to me you take it pretty easy, Digger. An ordinary man might be kind of mad about it.
Ah, they made a mistake, Marshal. They thought they was doing right. A little rope burn ain't gonna hurt me.
Digger, don't you think you're wasting your time lying to me?
What?
I came here to tell you to leave Glick and Pate to me.
Which one you going after first, Marshal?
Why, so you can get the other one?
They don't deserve a trial.
They're gonna get one. And so will you if you kill either one of them.
I've been pretty lucky so far.
Look, Digger, I know how you feel about this, but stay out of it from now on. This is my business.
Now, you're denying me what's mine.
That kind of thinking is going to lead you to the end of another rope. That's not worth it.
And to me, maybe it is.
Don't be a fool. Think about it.
Okay. I'll think about it. It's midnight now, and I'll think about it till tomorrow midnight. By then, you better have him in jail, Marshal.
Sure. Them or you.
I bet them Glicks ain't even home, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, there's smoke coming out of the chimney, Chester.
Didn't it?
Not very likely Miss Glick's going to be feeding the law today.
Yeah, no, I reckon not.
All right, let's leave them here.
Hey, that horse you's got a loose shoe, ain't it, Mr. Dillon?
I'll have to fix it before we start back.
invite him to eat the lenses, too.
Well, he won't have much choice about it.
Yeah. Think you'll put up a fight?
I don't know. He might. Inside.
Well, sure, come on in. The woman's done with dinner, but I'll tell her to find something for you.
No, don't bother. I want to talk to you.
Oh? What about?
You and Hank Pate?
Me and Pate.
We'll go pick him up when we leave here.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm taking you both to jail.
Well, wait a minute, Marshal.
Do I have to explain it to you?
That might help. You walk into a man's house and arrest him, he ought to know what it's about.
Didn't you and Pate murder a man yesterday?
What man?
Joe Digger.
Digger? I never heard of no Joe Digger.
And you shouldn't go around lynching strangers.
Oh, well, that's what this is all about. Oh, yeah, I seen that fella, Marshal, yeah. I was riding right by there yesterday. I seen him hanging. But I don't know who did it. Sure wasn't me and Pate.
Digger says it was.
What?
He says you and Pate lynched him.
Roble told you.
Roble cut him down. Digger's alive.
Well, then what are you after us for?
Attempted murder. You're going to get at least 20 years, Glick. But it'll save your life.
What do you mean?
Digger's after you. He's going to kill you if he gets a chance, but I beat him here. Now I want to get to Pate's before he does.
Pate, he's in Dodge today.
Then we better get moving. You're a prisoner, Glick.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Marshal.
Keep an eye on him, Chester. I'm going to take my horse around to the barn and fix that shoe, and then we'll leave, huh?
Okay, sir.
Chester, where's Glick?
He ran out back.
Well, you've been hit.
He got me in the arm. It was his wife, Miss Dillon. She called to him from the kitchen, and he went to the door, and she slipped him a gun. He snapped off a shot at me and ran out back so I could move. She stood in the doorway so I couldn't shoot.
How's your arm? Is it broken?
No, it just tore up a little.
I better stop him before he gets on a horse.
He just stood out there in the kitchen and heard every word that was said. I never thought about bringing him to help.
The barn door's open.
We gonna walk right up there?
No, we can't do that. Here, we'll wait here by the corner of the house. You get out behind that rain barrel.
Might as well. I sure ain't much use.
Yeah, he's seen us.
Don't you try to stop me now, Marshal.
It's no use to run. Hold it, Glenn.
You got him?
Yeah.
You hit him right in the head, Mr. Dillon.
He ducked down. I was shooting for his middle.
How come he rode straight for you? Why didn't he go the other way?
He knew our horses were out in front. He wanted to get to them before we did.
Well, there's one man that won't go to jail. Oh, my. Here comes his wife.
He's dead, ma'am.
No.
I'm sorry I had to do it.
No.
Miss Glick. Ma'am. All right, come on, Chester.
Miss Young, we can't go off and leave her like this.
I'm going to dig a grave for him. We'll just have to leave her. Or Hank Pate won't go to jail either.
Hi, this is Dennis James. Say, remember way back when this melody was popular? There's something very special about a long-time favorite, isn't there? Well, folks feel the same way about one of Kellogg's favorites, Kellogg's All Bran. Going on 41 years now, it's been America's most popular good food way to fight irregularity from lack of bulk. Because it's whole bran, Kellogg's All Bran gentles away irregularity safely and reliably. And because it's deep toasted for extra crispness, it never gets mushy in milk. There's only one All Bran, Kellogg's All Bran. That's A-double-L-hyphen-B-R-A-N. Kellogg's All Bran.
Come in.
Hello, Doc.
Oh, no matter. I'm all finished. Doc says a couple weeks and I can start using my arm again, Mr. Jones.
Good.
Yeah, providing you keep it in that sling, Chester.
Oh, I will, Doc. I'll be real careful.
Is it all right, Doc?
Yes, it looks clean, Matt, but I'll change the dressing of the day for a while so as I can watch it.
Did you get the horses put out, Mr. John?
Yeah, I took care of
them. We better start looking for Hank Pate.
Near midnight, Chester. You go to bed and I'll find him. Huh?
No, sir, I'm going with you. Oh, I know I ain't much help, but I can look one way while you're looking the other.
Well, that's up to you.
Up to him? You know, I've heard of cases where this sort of thing was up to the doctor, not the patient.
I ain't no patient, Doc.
Oh, no? Maybe you'll begin to feel more like a patient when I give you my bill.
Bill? You're going to charge me for pouring that smelly old stuff on my arm and wrapping it up with a couple of little rags?
Chester, your bill has just gone up a dollar.
You were not, Doc. I didn't really mean that.
You better shut up and come with me, Chester. You'll be a lot safer.
Yes, I am, son. I sure am.
See you later, Doc.
Yes, well, Matt, is there going to be a shooting?
I don't know, but you better not go to bed for a while yet.
Oh, I'll be here.
Chester?
Mister?
Hasn't your arm even hurt?
Well, sure it does. It hurts fierce. That helps keep me awake.
I don't think it hurts at all. You'd be yelling your head off.
It does, too, hurt. You just don't realize how brave I am.
I'm trying to get you to go to bed, Chester.
I know you are. Where we look first?
All right, Texas Trail's closest.
Guess if anything had already happened, Doc could have heard of it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Say, maybe if we run into Jay Digger first, you ought to lock him up temporarily, like.
I aim to.
Of course, Pate might have left town already and gone home.
And they told me his horse is still at the stable, Chester. I guess he's not planning to go home tonight.
He'll be disappointed if he is. That was in Texas Trail, Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, look. There's Jay Digger. He just come out.
You stay here.
Yes, sir.
Digger.
You're
too late, Marshal.
Did you do that shooting?
Well, I waited. I told you I would.
You waited for what?
For to kill Hank Pink.
What?
It's after midnight. 5 minutes or so. I just figured you wasn't going to do nothing about it.
You figured wrong. Were both those shots yours?
Sure they were. I didn't even wait for him to draw. You know, a man like that don't deserve a chance.
You should have let the law decide about that, Digger. I'd have arrested him. He'd have gone to jail.
All right, then why hadn't you done it?
Because I was busy.
Busy doing what?
Trying to take Glick.
Trying? Where is he?
He's dead. And I guess I beat you to him.
Now, you didn't beat me to Hank Pate, Marshal.
For your sake, I wish I had. All right, Digger, you're under arrest for murder.
Oh, no, 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 that ain't fair.
I warned you.
No!
You all right? What's the matter? Did he try drawing you? I couldn't see him.
He tried, Chester. Maybe I should have let him.
But then you'd have had to shoot him.
I know. This way, like I told him, I probably just saved him for the end of another rope.
And directed in Hollywood by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Lawrence Dobkin, Barney Phillips, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents another story on Gunsmoke.
Welcome back. So let's get into my comments or my feedback on this. So one of the things that I noticed is that he was able to be cut down from the tree. It's kind of interesting because generally when you are lynched, the knot, if done properly, should slide to the back of the neck and kill you. So he got lucky. He just basically was strangled, quote unquote, to death. And he passed out. So that definitely wasn't good. So in the end, I guess everybody got what they were going to get. The other thing that I noticed is that, you know, they didn't want to put a bullet in them because, you know, each cartridge is 7 cents. So a box of 20 is about $1.40 back then. So yeah, that was pretty expensive. As much shootout that happened in this episode, I almost wanted to go back and just count how many bullets were fired and just add it up and go, well, that was, you know, $30 worth of ammunition because every shot 7 cents. So I didn't do that math. But I also wanted to let everybody know, go to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. I've been trying to broadcast these live if I can. I've been doing some editing. Anytime I edit Adam's show, I try to broadcast that live. I can't broadcast these on Facebook because Facebook wants to try to get me for copyright, and even though they're not copyrighted. So I've been putting them on Twitch. But I will post links in Facebook. So go to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you want some other platform for me to be on, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.